hired.
So good news, you just hired a new person to join your team, and these days it can be really difficult to get people to join your company. But if you don't do a good job of welcoming them, they might not stick around. I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about the importance of welcoming and integrating new team members into the team so that they want to stick with you. In a competitive job market, getting people is tough enough, but keeping them is even more difficult. Some organizations, depending on the level of wages that they pay or the type of work and whether it's difficult, will really have issues with too much turnover. So the HR people do a good job of getting the people in the door, but then for whatever reason, they're leaving. Sometimes they leave even during the day of their first shift. So our goal is, how do we keep them there? Because as you know, as a leader, you know, retraining constantly as new members come in the door, it really becomes frustrating and it's harder and harder to get your results where you need them to be. So if keeping people is a priority, then I want you to recognize that the one thing you can control, you can't control the wages, you can't control how difficult the work is for the most part, but you can control how much of an emotional experience they have working for you. Now, for a lot of people, a job is a job. You know, they work for you, they could work for somebody else. So you as a leader want to get a hook into them from an emotional standpoint. And of course, you want it to be a positive hook, not a negative emotional hook. So in the beginning, it's really important for you to give a little bit of extra TLC, tender loving care, especially the more difficult that the jobs are, because there are some jobs in your building that probably turn over even more than others. So just broad-based turnover reduction strategies are not going to help in the departments where the jobs are the most difficult. Instead, why not look at adopting some of the things that even people like the Navy SEALs would use? Like, it's a badge of honor and it doesn't pay well, but if you can make it through the training, if you can be one of the survivors, if you can get better at that job, it's a badge of honor. And so companies will spend time making the people feel good about doing those difficult jobs. Now, because some of the jobs in your department can take a little while to get proficient at, to get productive at, and efficient, then what you need to do is to let people know how they're doing through their training period. Check in with them. You know, your speed is coming along. Your accuracy is getting way better. Your quality is getting close to the standard. Anything you can do to encourage them, because they might be sitting there going, there is no way I'm going to be successful in this job. Now, in order to build them into the social fabric of your team, of course, you need to introduce them to your coworkers and call them by their given name. I think some managers have so much turnover going on, they think of the sea of faces of people coming in and they treat them as if they're strangers. Well, how is that going to build a positive emotional experience that causes them to want to stick with you? Remember, at the end of the day, people don't usually quit companies. They quit the boss that they have. Be the kind of manager or supervisor that brings out the best in people, that creates positive emotional experiences. Because if you create that experience with them as a leader, not only will they stay there, they'll realize there is no other place nearby that they could work and have the kind of experience that you're giving them as a leader. So make that your differentiating factor, and then you'll be able to hold on to the people that you have by making them feel welcome in your work group. Now, once you get really good at creating a very positive emotional experience in your team, then you can look at some of the other leadership aspects of what makes you great. And we are here to help you. So whether it's taking part in one of our on-site workshops that we can come and deliver, or maybe just coming out to one of our public workshops, or just buying one of the books on our website, we're here to help you become a more effective supervisor and manager. And why not join our community? I mean, we have a great community on LinkedIn and Facebook and even on Twitter where you can stay up to date on the latest aspects of leadership development and continue to be the awesome leader that you can be. Again, if I can be of any assistance, be sure to reach out to me on one of those many channels, and I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.